Hi, Jan. As you know, our prior discussion, my name is Justin Lewis, and I'm in the UK involved in an investigation into international organized crime that in part relies on the uncovering of South African banks operating out of UK tax havens, selling as a business model fake court applications that has a direct impact on the UK courts, to the extent that is become an international and national security threat to the UK and its allies in the Russian oligarch sanctioned program. The South African bank was owned at the time by Old Mutual. It was listed on the London Stock Exchange, and then in 2018, when this was being exposed, rapidly decreased through an unbundling on the London Stock Exchange of its interest in the bank from 57% to 7%, thereby reducing its risk from to the bank and the £5 billion exposure to a risk of penalties that it now faces. However, as a result of this unbundling, the UK authorities, who I'm working with, as well as the US SEC, may well take the view that, as this may well be the largest listing fraud on the London Stock Exchange in its 300-year history, that this unbundling be reversed. In 2018, the unbundling by Old Mutual PLC resulted in 158 million shares of this bank, of Nedbank, being distributed on the London Stock Exchange, the New York Stock Exchange, and the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. So this matter has international implications over and above the security threat. You must understand that the use of fake court applications in 2021 in the UK law was regarded as a, or legislated as an act of terrorism, because it alters the purpose of a UK institution, in which case the courts. In South Africa, the same applies in the sense that courts are in fact state institutions. And any attempt to alter their purpose, which is fighting organized crime, into legalizing organized crime, is an act of terrorism. The benefit of the UK legislation allows us to act anywhere in the world and is retroactive. So South African banks operating in the UK market under UK charter will have to lose those charters if they are proved and is agreed as a result of our investigations that this is an act of terrorism. The use of fake court applications, therefore, is a threat not only to your issue, but to the international community. In this matter, it just happens that it also is a threat to the integrity of the London Stock Exchange, the New York Stock Exchange, and Johannesburg Stock Exchange. It is also a threat to the UK and the US allies, anti-oligarch Russian sanctions mechanism, because this mechanism, this business model being sold by South African banks overseas, is being used by Russian syndicates to launder their money and evade sanctions and evade tax. The First Minister of Scotland has instructed me to involve Her Majesty's Tax Revenue Services, the Corporate Fraud Division, in support of the Crown Prosecution Service's Anti-Terrorism Unit, the purpose and the recommendation of which is to arrest the South African bank staff in the tax havens relevant, as well as the court employees that allowed or should have known that this kind of business model that encourages fake court applications to be legalized, the purpose of which is to legalize organized crime. Because what these syndicates do is that they submit a fake court application to a UK court to legalize their position as a creditor and create thereby an international certificate of debt, which allows them to attach whatever sums of monies anywhere in the world that they wish to launder into the UK under the guise of a court order. It is a form of legalized organized crime which cannot be allowed to stand and will not be allowed to stand. Your issue, as I understand it, in South Africa is a version thereof. But make no mistake, the implications are as relevant to South Africa as well as the international community. In this case, if in the event that Old Mutual's unbundling of Nedbank to avoid this risk, this £5 billion risk, will lead to penalties in excess of £300 billion against Old Mutual, and as I said, implications for the PIC in excess of 2 trillion ZAR. The financial implications for the South African government, therefore, are enormous, and it therefore has an interest to be involved in ensuring that this concern being practiced by banks, South African banks, abusing the courts as a state institution through the modus operandi of submitting or creating fake court applications has to be stopped. It is not just an important issue in your matter. It affects the international community for all the reasons I've explained before. I hope this makes sense and is useful to you, because it's important that the issues that you address are not, it is understood, are not issues for you alone, and it is shared internationally and nationally as a threat by organized crime. And organized crime is what this is. The definition as an act of terrorism is also what this is. So it needs to be treated in the same way as any threat to any national security issue would be in the normal course of business. I will keep you updated the moment that the UK authorities are going to act and the result thereof. Thanks. Cheers. Bye.